Hi friends, this is Ravikant, Ravikant Miriala. Point is share knowledge and stay blessed. Let's look at accounting standard 4, quick revision. Contingencies and events occurring after the balance sheet date. This word contingency continues in the name, but the topics related to contingency are shifted to accounting standard 29. Yeah, events occurring after the balance sheet date. We'll discuss not every event, only significant event occurring after the balance sheet date, between balance sheet date to board of directors approval of financial statements. See, practically first board of directors will approve the financial statements, later AGM will be taking place. In AGM, financial statements are going to be adopted by the members. Yeah, in between the balance sheet date and board of directors date, any event is taking place which is significant, right? Then we are supposed to classify those events into adjusting events and non-adjusting event. What is adjusting event? Adjusting events are situations or conditions which exist on 31st March, and events occurring after the balance sheet date are giving more information or clarity regarding those situations or conditions. Yeah, you have a debtor on balance sheet date, but the debtor position was good on 31st March. Subsequently, if he had become bad, that is not an adjusting event. But debtor position was already bad, I was not aware. Subsequently, we got to know that, then it is an adjusting event. Yeah, one more example. Before going to examples, let me go to non-adjusting event. Non-adjusting event is simply, there is no situation, no condition exist on the balance sheet date. This event has taken completely after the balance sheet date, then it is supposed to be recorded in the next financial year, but you don't need to adjust it with the existing financial year. Yeah, if it is non-adjusting event, if it is so significant, board of directors can present the same in their board of directors report, but not in the notes to financial statement. Yeah, come to small examples. You have investments on 31st March, right? But as on 31st March, there is a value of the investment is equal to 1000. Subsequently, due to market change, it went down to 800. We are not supposed to take 800. You have to continue with 1000 only, because subsequent events happened. There is no situation or condition existing on 31st March. There is no linkage between the subsequent fall in price and situation on 31st March. Next, yeah, on 31st March we are negotiating to purchase another company, but we have acquired on after 31st March. This is also purely non-adjusting event. Yeah, since acquisition of another company is a significant event, yes, non-adjusting significant event, board of directors may present it in their board of directors report. Yeah, and subsequently, if there is a fire accident occurred, that is purely non-adjusting event. It is nothing to do with any situation or condition on 31st March. Yeah. Cash theft happened before 31st March, but it is identified after 31st March. It is an adjusting event, because situation already occurred as on or before 31st March. But only information came after 31st March. Yes, then it is adjusting event. Yeah, and next, proposed dividend. Proposed dividend, the company is not liable to pay any dividend as on 31st March. Hence, it is purely non-adjusting event. Suppose there is a legal suit filed on the company as on 31st March. But subsequently, you got the information, that is judgment, that we lost the case. This is again adjusting event, because we were already liable as on 31st March, but we were not aware of the information that whether we lose it or we'll win the case. There are two exceptions to this rule of adjusting and non-adjusting. Exception means, even though it is clearly non-adjusting, it is supposed to be accounted as adjusting. That means as on 31st March, we need to recognize the journal entry. Right. There are two situations, two exceptions. One is, if it is a statutory requirement because of the special nature, then you are supposed to, even though it is non-adjusting, you have to account it as adjusting. And second situation, if the events are occurring after the balance sheet date are affecting the going concern assumption, if the events occurring after the balance sheet date are affecting the going concern assumption, then also, even though it is clearly non-adjusting event, you are supposed to account it as adjusting. I hope you you understood the concept, and it is if you feel it is helpful, please share it and share it with your friends, and stay blessed. Wish you the best, my dear. Thank you. All the best.